It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. The Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors just recently held its annual planning retreat at the Rush Creek Lodge, a two-day event where the board looked back on the past year and discussed upcoming priorities. We're going to hear all about that from the new board chair of 2019, Carl Rotifer, and look ahead to big issues on the horizon for Tuolumne County. So, Supervisor Rotifer, thank you for coming in.
Well, BJ, thank you for inviting me, and it's always a pleasure to be Clark Broadcasting's radios.
Well, it's great to have you here in studio. And so first off, the planning retreat, what are kind of the benefits of having this two-day event?
Well, I think it's the most important part of our year because it gives us an opportunity, one, to improve communications between the board and the staff, and I think that that's very, very important. It also gives us the opportunity to set the agenda, if you will, and the priorities for the coming year. So it really is the focus and the vision for 2019.
Is there a new dynamic having two new supervisors this year?
Well, there is a new dynamic, not just because of the two new supervisors. We have two new supervisors, and they were great contributors to the event, and they do bring a different flavor to the board, no doubt about it. And in my view, that's a good thing, but we also had three new department heads that were actually less than a month officially in their job. One of them had been serving for an additional month, I believe, our newly elected treasurer tax collector. But in his own right, he was there for less than a month, and two of our other new department heads were also less than a month on board. Additionally, we had another department head that isn't even officially on board yet. He has been hired, but he hasn't taken office yet here. But we did invite him to come down, and he was very gracious and made the trip, so he was able to participate as well. So, and obviously, we have a new CAO and a new assistant CAO. So, quite a bit of change in the leadership team in Tuolumne County, and I think all in all, definitely for the best.
So a lot of change on the horizon. You know, looking back at 2018, were there some highlights that were discussed?
Well, obviously the general plan was the big one, and that took, especially the last 6 months of the year, took a lot of our focused effort and everything. Tree mortality program has continued to be very, very important, and it will continue to be very important as we move into 2019 as well. We've done a lot of work on our infrastructure in terms of planning. Unfortunately, there haven't been funds, but with SB1 coming on the horizon, I think we'll finally be able to tackle some of that stuff in 2019.
Good to hear. So with the general plan, what comes next in that process?
Well, I think we're going to take a little bit of a breather right now. The level of effort to get that thing accomplished was pretty high, and people have got to clean out their in baskets a little bit and get back to a little bit of normality. But obviously, at some point, we're going to take up getting the zoning codes modified to reflect the new general plan. We are required to have our zoning codes in conformance with the general plan, and they haven't been my entire 6 years on the board, and quite a while before that, if ever. But we are required to do that, and that's the big next step. Also, we need to review our local area plans and see which ones need to be updated. And one of them, for sure, I believe needs to be updated is the Columbia Area Plan in my district. But we've got several others. We at least need to look at those. So I think those are the steps on the horizon.
Are you able to talk about concerns over legal lawsuits about the general plan?
Well, we did get notified through a letter that CSERC does intend to sue the general plan, the EIR on the general plan. And so we don't have any details. It was just a notification letter. So we're looking forward to seeing what the details are, and we'll deal with it. I'm pretty confident that our general plan is a tight general plan.
You know, looking ahead to 2019 as the board chairman, you know, what do you see as kind of the big issues that are going to be facing Tuolumne County?
Well, obviously, fire is going to be the big one.
Yeah.
It's always been a big one in this county, and we've always taken it very, very seriously. But the Paradise Fire has changed the group think, if you will, throughout the state of California. And we have been limited mostly by public opposition to things that we've felt for a long time we needed to do to make our county fire safe. And with the change in the public attitudes that came out of the Paradise Fire, it's sad that it took 80-some people dying to wake the state up. But the political environment now, the public perception is in the right place for us to make some dramatic progress. And it got the state's attention. And we've got a master stewardship agreement with the feds, and now, and the state's a partnership in that too. But now the governor's put over $1 million into, or $1 billion, I'm sorry, over $1 billion into this effort statewide, and we're certainly going to go after our share of that. We've been working with the new CAL FIRE chief, Tom Porter, and he's put out some requests for information, and we're going to respond to those. So,
and then, tackling the wildfire crisis, I guess you could call it, it seems like it'd be both a short-term and long-term ordeal.
Exactly. I think we're looking at attacking this, one, short-term. What can we do here in the next few months, several months, and through the year to improve the situation on the ground as it exists? We've got some communities that are one way in, one way out. It'd be nice. It may not be a real road, but it'd be nice if we could blow a shaded fuel break from one community to another that could provide a dirt road to get out in the case of emergency if the only improved road into the community is cut off by the fire. So we're looking at things like that. This normal stuff that we've been doing every year, just putting more emphasis on it, taking advantage of the public awareness now that maybe the level didn't exist as much as it is now, to do all of the normal lot clearing, property clearing that you would normally do to give you a fire perimeter around your house, a safe fire perimeter around your house, looking at some really serious public outreach at the community level, more refined than just or more directed than just the district level, but get down into the communities and tell them what they can expect in terms of notifications and what their expected response is and how important it is to respond properly when you get the notifications and what's going to be happening in their community on the longer term projects as well. So basically, we've always been prepared as best we can. Our plans are constantly under revision. But get that word out to the public. We need to build the public's confidence that we know what needs to get done and that we're doing it. The second one is a longer-term process. And we can't do this in 1 year. We probably can't do it in 2 or 3 years. But it's changing the culture of what it means to live in the forest. You can live in the forest, but you need to live in a healthy forest. So there's going to be some projects to increase tree thinning and those kinds of things on properties, and maybe some longer-term efforts to connect communities so that we've got multiple ways in and out in an improved road infrastructure. We can take some of that SB1 money that is coming to us, and maybe we can improve our roads in a manner that meets the SB1 funding criteria, but also helps us improve our ability to ingress and egress in an emergency. So there's a whole network of activities that we're looking at. We're well on our way to coming up with an approach that makes sense, and it's going to probably look a lot like our tree mortality program. We're going to do projects. As we get funding, we'll go from one project to another project, and as we complete one, we'll pull in another project. So I think that's what it's going to look like, but who knows? We're still in the planning process, but we're going to be executing very soon.
You know, when on the issue of personal responsibility and defensible space, you drive by some places, they have great defensible space. Others, I kind of roll my eyes when I see their properties. Are you optimistic that the community will really buy into this effort as a whole?
I think we'll get more community buy-in than we have in the past. There's still going to be some outliers. We know that. And it may mean that we have to put in place some ordinances or whatever that we can enforce. I'd also like to see us develop a partnership with an insurance coalition through the state, because the state insurance commissioner is the right person to do that. But if we've got compliant people, get a commitment out of the insurance companies to insure them at a reasonable price. And maybe we let people know if people aren't in compliance, let the insurance companies know if people aren't in compliance. And then that could be an incentive for people to get into compliance.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking with the new board chair for 2019 of the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors, Carl Rodifer, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. A programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we'll be joined in studio by the new general manager of the Tuolumne Utilities District, Edwin Pattison, and the district engineer, Eric Johnson. We'll hear the latest from the water leaders and on projects on tap for 2019. Again, that's next week on Motherlode Views. Our second segment with Supervisor Rodifer will return in just a moment.